Part 3. Dialogue 1. Do you know of a decent garage around here? I just caught the side of my car on a concrete post as I was leaving the car park. As I haven't lived here that long, I don't really know where to go.
Yes, I do, actually. There's a very reliable garage 10 minutes from here, on the A118 in the Romford direction. The owner is very friendly, too.
Thanks a lot. How could I have been so stupid? I was in a hurry, and I didn't check behind me carefully enough before reversing.
Bad luck. At least nobody's hurt. Question 1. What is the first speaker upset about?
A. He doesn't know the way to Romford. B. He hasn't been in the air long, so he doesn't have many friends. C. He has just damaged his car. D. His car was stolen from the parking lot.
Question 2. How does the second speaker try to help him?
A. By offering him a lift to the garage. B. By lending him his own car. C. By offering to show him around the area. D. By recommending a local garage.
Question 3. What particularly irritates the first speaker?
A. The fact that he could have easily avoided the incident. B. The fact that the people in the area are very unfriendly. C. The fact that the car behind him reversed into him. D. The fact that if he had left 10 minutes earlier, it wouldn't have happened. Dialogue 2.
I've been thinking of going back to live in the States to be closer to my mother. She's been rather unwell lately, and she's over 80.
Really? Don't you think you'd find life there rather strange after all these years? And what about Graham? How does he feel about leaving the UK? All his friends are here.
It would, of course, be a big upheaval for both of us. But we both want to make the move, and property prices are much lower in Michigan than they are here. We should be able to buy something nice. Question 1. What is the woman considering?
A. Going on holiday to the States. B. Paying a visit to her sick mother. C. Moving back to the States to be nearer her mother. D. Organizing a party for her mother's 80th birthday.
Question 2. What is the man concerned about?
A. That the woman might have problems adapting to life in America. B. That Graham would prefer to take a holiday somewhere else. C. That the woman might miss her mother if she moves to the States. D. That the woman's mother might not want her to move.
Question 3. What advantage would there be in moving?
A. They would get a generous relocation allowance. B. Graham has had a fantastic job offer. C. House prices are not as expensive in the U.S. D. There is a lower unemployment rate in Michigan. Dialogue 3.
I heard the board meeting has been rescheduled. What's the new time?
It's now on Monday at 3. The CEO has an unexpected meeting on Tuesday. I wish they had left it at the original time, as then I could have worked on the sales forecast on Monday afternoon.
Can't you get them done today?
Not really. I'm still waiting for the Denver and Detroit branches to get their monthly figures in. They're always late. I'll have to work very late on Monday evening.
Perhaps Nicola could give you a hand. Question 1. What does the woman want to know?
A. The items on the agenda at the board meeting. B. The delivery date for the new interactive whiteboard. C. The reason for the change of schedule. D. The time of the board meeting.
Question 2. Why is the man unhappy with the modification?
A. Because he had other activities planned for Monday. B. Because the weather forecast for Monday is not very good. C. He had planned to take Monday off. D. Monday is never the best day for board meetings.
Question 3. Why is it impossible to do the forecast sooner?
A. It's hard to make long-term forecasts. B. He has to go to Denver and Detroit. C. He doesn't have all the necessary data. D. He has lost some of the figures. Dialogue 4. Have you heard that they're thinking of opening a company creche next year?
No, really? That's great news if they do decide to open one. I would definitely put Chloe there if it was well run. It would be so nice being able to pop in every now and then to see her and check that everything's okay.
It would certainly be a popular decision. So many employees here have young children or babies. Too late for me, though. Rachel's already at college, and Tim is going next year.
Question 1. What change is the company going to make?
A. Employees will be eligible for longer maternity leave. B. There will be creche facilities. C. A new branch will be opened in January. D. Rachel will be in charge of the younger children.
Question 2. Why is the second speaker pleased?
A. She would like to work there. B. She is very fond of babies and toddlers. C. Her colleague is pregnant. D. Her daughter could attend.
Question 3. Why will the development be of no use to the first speaker?
A. His children are grown up. B. The facilities will be too expensive. C. He would rather employ a nanny. D. He's leaving the company next month. Dialogue 5. We're really going to have to reduce spending if we want to avoid significant price increases next year. We're going to have to think very seriously about ways to make cuts.
Well, the expenses budget is pretty generous, more than enough to cover gas and meals with clients.
Yes, but cuts in that department never go down very well. I was thinking more about cuts in heating and electricity bills. It doesn't need to be quite so warm in here, and staff are always leaving lights on.
Question 1. What does the company need to do?
A. To save money. B. To cut wages. C. To increase prices. D. To open up new markets.
Question 2. Why doesn't the woman want to reduce the expenses budget?
A. She's always been very generous. B. It would be unpopular. C. Meals with clients are getting more expensive. D. She would prefer to make cuts in recruitment costs.
Question 3. How will the company make cuts?
A. By closing a department. B. By laying off staff. C. By outsourcing various missions. D. Through better energy management. Dialogue 6.
I want all department members informed about the new returns policy. All returned goods should be checked by one of the technicians, who should fill out a form on the precise reasons for customer dissatisfaction. Refunds will only be made to customers who return goods with an invoice and the original packaging.
You should also tell everyone to be more careful when putting returned goods back in the storeroom. All goods should be correctly labeled and put on the correct shelf.
Good point, Ken. Sometimes it's total chaos in here. Question 1. What is the conversation about?
A. A new policy for the management of returned goods. B. A training course for department members. C. Handling dissatisfied customers. D. Ken's progress.
Question 2. What are the conditions for obtaining refunds?
A. Customers should be polite and show respect. B. Packaging must be intact and an invoice should be provided. C. Goods should be returned within a 7-day period. D. Goods should be returned the same day.
Question 3. What precautions should be taken in the storeroom?
A. Employees should be careful when putting back goods. B. The storeroom should be given a thorough cleaning. C. The broken shelves should be repaired. D. Employees should wear special clothing. Dialogue 7. Please, could you help me? My flight to Rome has just been cancelled for technical reasons, and I need to be there for a meeting first thing tomorrow morning.
I'll try to transfer you onto the next flight, sir. But as you will realize, it's not going to be easy, as there are 200 people in your situation.
Look, this is vital for me. If I'm not there tomorrow morning, I could lose a £30,000 contract.
I'm afraid the earliest flight I can get you is tomorrow afternoon at 2:15.
You're joking.
Question 1. Why is the man upset?
A. He's scared of flying. B. He needs to get to Rome as quickly as possible. C. His meeting has been cancelled. D. The flight is fully booked.
Question 2. Why can't he take his plane?
A. The flight has been cancelled. B. The flight has been delayed. C. The flight was diverted to Naples. D. The flight has been overbooked.
Question 3. What will happen if he doesn't get to Rome?
A. He may lose a valuable business deal. B. He will lose £300,000. C. He will be late for his wedding and 200 people will be kept waiting. D. His wife will be angry. Dialogue 8. It's strange, my mobile phone doesn't seem to be working now we're in Spain. I wanted to let my wife know we've arrived safely.
Have you been abroad before, since you bought the phone?
Well, no, I haven't actually. It's a new phone.
In that case, you ought to have contacted your operator before coming out, to activate your overseas options.
Really? I thought that was all automatic. I'll check if I can find their number in the menu.
Question 1. What is the first speaker's problem?
A. He can't get through to his wife. B. His wife has had an accident. C. His wife has lost her phone. D. He has lost his code.
Question 2. What should the first speaker have done?
A. Contacted the phone company. B. Bought a Spanish phone. C. Asked his wife for help. D. Gone to a different phone company.
Question 3. What is the first speaker going to do?
A. Go to a local restaurant. B. Check the instructions. C. Look for the phone company's number. D. Buy a new phone. Dialogue 9. Could you book another 2 seats on the Kyoto flight, Sally?
Yes, okay, but why? I've already booked 3 seats.
Didn't you know? Mr. Pearson and Mr. Granger have decided to visit the exhibition, too.
Oh, I see. Then they'll need hotel rooms, too.
Just for Mr. Granger, actually. Len Pearson has friends in Kyoto and will be staying with them. He's really pleased as he hasn't seen them for 10 years.
I'll have to get their passport details from them. Question 1. What does the man want Sally to do?
A. Cancel a booking. B. Get 2 extra plane tickets. C. To accompany him to Kyoto. D. To phone Mr. Granger.
Question 2. How many extra hotel rooms is Sally going to book?
A. 1. B. 2. C. 3. D. 4.
Question 3. How often does Mr. Pearson see his friends?
A. Every year at the exhibition. B. He hasn't seen them for ages. C. He sees them very frequently. D. They meet at Christmas. Dialogue 10. Have you got 2 minutes, Kathy? There's something I'd like to talk to you about.
Yes, sure, Keith. I've got a meeting at 1:30, but I'm okay till then.
Well, it's about Jim Thomas. I can't help feeling he's being very unfair with the new trainee, Becky. He's always criticizing the poor girl's work, and he wrote a really harsh report about her progress.
Really? I'm glad you've mentioned it to me. As far as I can tell, Becky's adapting admirably, so that does seem unjust. I'll see what I can do. Question 1. What is Keith concerned about?
A. He's late for the morning meeting. B. He finds it difficult to talk to Kathy. C. The behavior of a colleague. D. Kathy's lack of punctuality.
Question 2. In what way is Jim being unfair?
A. He refused to hire Becky. B. He's very critical of Becky's work. C. He's been a little too friendly to Becky. D. He exploits all his employees.
Question 3. What is the second speaker's reaction?
A. She's going to take action. B. She will ask Becky to make more efforts to adapt. C. She feels unable to do anything. D. She will ask Becky to leave. Dialogue 11. I'm a little concerned about the ethics behind our new line in nightwear.
What do you mean?
Well, all the pajamas and nightdresses are produced in a Mumbai factory, and I've been doing a little research on the subject. Some of the machine operators are very young indeed, and wages are barely enough to live on. Of course, I realize management wants to offer good value clothing, but surely there are limits.
If what you say is true, that's terrible. But what do you suggest we do about it? Question 1. What is the man concerned about?
A. The new line in nightwear is old-fashioned. B. The pajamas and nightdresses are not a success in India. C. He's concerned about company ethics. D. He thinks there's no future in nightwear.
Question 2. What's the problem in Mumbai?
A. Machinists are very young and wages are low. B. Security norms are not respected. C. Factory employees are not suitably dressed. D. Older workers are exploited.
Question 3. What is the woman's reaction?
A. She doesn't care. B. She is shocked but doesn't know what to do. C. She's going to go to Mumbai to visit the factory. D. She says it's the same in all their Asian factories. Dialogue 12. Have you come up with a good advertising slogan for the new translating device?
We have come up with quite a lot of slogans, but none of them seem to quite stick. It's a different ballgame from marketing fruit juice or toothpaste.
I see what you mean. But the deadline is tomorrow morning, so I'd feel better if your team made a decision soon.
Tomorrow? I thought we had another couple of days. But don't worry. That lot can work wonders under pressure. They seem to thrive on it. Count on us to find something catchy and original. Question 1. Which product is going to be advertised?
A. Toothpaste and hygiene products. B. A new ball game. C. A translating device. D. Fruit juice.
Question 2. Why is the situation urgent?
A. They need a slogan by tomorrow. B. They need a slogan before the end of the week. C. Their slogan has been rejected by the management. D. Their slogan is incomprehensible.
Question 3. Does the woman think her team is likely to succeed?
A. No, there is too much pressure on her team. B. Yes, because they have just had a wonderful idea. C. No, they're not very efficient. D. Yes, her colleagues work well under pressure. Dialogue 13.
Do you think the board will accept our proposal for a new innovation committee?
Well, they should, although the president isn't always immediately favorable to new ideas.
Surely this time he'll listen, though. As it is, we never get any scheduled time to devote to innovation, and the outcome is that nothing gets done. Whereas with a specific committee, we'd be far more efficient. Question 1. What is the new proposal for?
A. A state-of-the-art drinks machine. B. Decorating the boardroom. C. Setting up a committee to deal with creative ideas. D. Innovating at tomorrow's board meeting.
Question 2. Is the president likely to agree?
A. Yes, because the company will go under if they don't find new ideas. B. Yes, as he's in favor of innovation in any form. C. No, because the schedule doesn't suit him. D. No, because he doesn't usually approve of new ideas straight away.
Question 3. What would be the advantage of having a new committee?
A. The employees will have more time to devote to finding new ideas. B. It will allow staff to have better schedules. C. The committee's findings will help the president with the overseas projects. D. Communication within the firm will be more efficient. Dialogue 14. How do you feel about retiring, Helen? Will you be reluctant to leave, or are you dying to go?
Well, I have mixed feelings, actually. I mean, every time I'm still in the office at 6 with several urgent papers to deal with, I can't help looking forward to taking it a bit easier. But there are some things I'll really miss, too.
What about us? Will you miss us?
Well, some of you maybe, but not everyone by any means. Question 1. What is Helen going to do soon?
A. She's leaving her husband. B. She's going to a funeral. C. She's moving to a different office. D. She's going to retire.
Question 2. How impatient is she to go?
A. Her feelings are split between impatience and regret. B. She's devastated. C. She can't wait to go. D. She has been wanting to go for about 5 years now.
Question 3. Will Helen regret no longer seeing her colleagues as often?
A. No, she didn't get on very well with them. B. No, she hadn't known them for very long. C. Yes, she'll miss seeing some of them. D. Yes, she was very fond of all of them. Dialogue 15.
Can I offer you some refreshments while you're waiting for Mr. Sinclair to arrive?
That's really very kind. A coffee would be very welcome.
Please excuse us for the delay. Mr. Sinclair is in his office. He's just finishing signing a contract with a new supplier from Alabama.
Would that be the Brent Corporation by any chance? The Cosmetics Corporation?
Yes, it is, as a matter of fact. How did you know? I'll go and see if they're nearly done. Question 1. What does the first speaker offer the second speaker?
A. Soap and towels for freshening up. B. Something to drink. C. A meal. D. A selection of magazines.
Question 2. What is Mr. Sinclair doing?
A. Making coffee. B. He's on a business trip in Montgomery. C. He's in his office concluding a business deal. D. He's at a book signing.
Question 3. What does the first speaker offer to do?
A. To find out more information about the Brent Corporation. B. To go and check if they've finished. C. To phone the Alabama office to see when Mr. Sinclair will be back. D. To check her facts. Dialogue 16. Have you seen how dramatically company shares have risen in the last week? They have regained a third of their value in just 4 or 5 days.
I know. I always keep a close eye on them. It's incredible, isn't it? But the increase is obviously due to our takeover of the Carlson Group next month. The stock exchange has a tendency to anticipate such events.
Well, it's very good news in any case. We'll be in a better position on the market than our rival group if the trend continues. I'm very optimistic.
Question 1. Why is the first speaker enthusiastic?
A. The company has decided to share its profits with its employees. B. The value of company shares has gone up. C. Last week, there was a dramatic event in the company. D. He has just been given a job in another company.
Question 2. What is the increase due to?
A. The Carlson Group has invested in the company. B. The group has been given a makeover. C. The company is buying the Carlson Group. D. There has been an overall rise in share values on international markets.
Question 3. What advantages does the first speaker foresee?
A. The first speaker will be able to buy more when he goes to the market. B. The group will become more successful than its competitors. C. The takeover will be on the news. D. The company's goods will become very fashionable. Dialogue 17. Would you like to be part of the delegation visiting our sister company in Germany next month? You're more knowledgeable about our products than Mr. Preston, and you have a better level in German.
Well, that depends. Do you have the exact dates?
Not yet, but it'll be mid-March.
That should be okay. I have to be here on the 27th to deal with the Smithson order.
Well, that's settled then. I'll give your name to Miss Thompson.
Question 1. What is happening next month?
A. The parent group is organizing a training session. B. Some German visitors will be touring the different company sites. C. Employees will visit a German branch of their group. D. The group will be delegating production to a German company.
Question 2. Why is the woman the best person for the mission?
A. Her elder sister lives in Germany. B. She knows the products well. C. Her relationship with Mr. Preston is very good. D. She is more eligible than her German colleague.
Question 3. When will they leave?
A. They're leaving on the 27th. B. They're going on the 15th at midday. C. They will probably go in the second or third week of March. D. They're going at the end of March. Dialogue 18. Will the expenses budget cover business class flights to Japan?
I'm afraid not. There's a significant difference in price between business class and economy class fares. I know it's a long flight, but we can't really afford any excesses right now. Jane and Eric are young. They'll soon recover from the flight.
What about hotels?
I've booked a comfortable, well-situated hotel in the center of Tokyo. Question 1. What does the first speaker want to know?
A. Whether or not they can book business class flights. B. How long the flight will last. C. Whether or not the second speaker is afraid of flying. D. Whether or not the second speaker has budgeted for a trip to Japan.
Question 2. Why does the second speaker opt for economy class?
A. Because it's a long flight. B. Because Jane and Eric are too young to travel in business class. C. Because the company is not in a financial position to choose business class. D. Because there's very little price difference between business and economy class.
Question 3. What type of hotel have they booked?
A. A traditional Japanese hotel. B. An economical hotel which caters for travelers on a budget. C. A luxurious 5-star hotel. D. A hotel in the city center. Dialogue 19. Did you see that documentary about Eastern European truck drivers last night?
No, I was out at a school play last night. Was it interesting?
It was frightening. It showed that some companies force their drivers to exceed restrictions on driving hours in order to be more competitive. The associated accident rate is proportionally quite high.
That's not very reassuring, is it? And I bet the drivers are paid next to nothing, too. Question 1. What was the subject of the documentary?
A. Working conditions for foreign truck drivers. B. Eastern European cities. C. Red tape in Europe. D. Eastern European schools.
Question 2. Which illegal practices are referred to?
A. Importing illegal immigrants. B. Exploiting young children. C. Driving too many hours without breaks. D. Poorly maintained vehicles.
Question 3. What does the second speaker suggest about salaries?
A. That salaries are higher in certain Eastern European countries than in others. B. That Eastern European truck drivers receive very low wages. C. That a proportion of the truck drivers' wages are sent home to their families. D. Drivers are striking to obtain pay raises. Dialogue 20. The company grounds could do with a little maintenance. The grass is quite long and there's litter everywhere. It's not very good for our corporate image.
You're right. I even noticed some graffiti on one of the walls when I was walking over to the warehouse the other day. Who takes care of the grounds?
I'll get on to our technical department. I believe they outsource to an independent group.
Yes, it would be great if you could do that. The problem needs sorting before the Japanese visitors arrive on the 20th. Question 1. What has the man noticed?
A. That there's no room for parking in the company grounds. B. That their company needs a whole new image. C. That the company buildings require maintenance. D. That upkeep of the grounds has been neglected.
Question 2. Who is the man going to contact?
A. The company's technical department. B. An independent maintenance group. C. The warehouse manager. D. The Japanese headquarters.
Question 3. Why do they need a quick solution?
A. Because otherwise the managing director will be furious. B. They want to make a good impression on some Japanese visitors. C. Because otherwise the problem will get out of hand. D. To avoid complaints from passers-by.